Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
This morning we're continuing our sermon series on the familiar stranger and looking at witness. When we hear the word witness, many of us feel slightly uncomfortable. For some, it brings to mind standing on a street corner with a loudspeaker. For others, it's that slightly awkward moment when someone says, "So tell me how your faith is going then," and you suddenly forget every theological thought that you've ever heard. For many of us Christians, the word witness comes with a quiet sense of guilt. That's something that I should probably be better at. I remember once being in one of those slightly awkward conversations about faith, you know, the sort that you realise that you are in fact the only Christian in the room, and someone kindly but very directly said to me, "So go on then, convince me," which is never a sentence that you want to hear without at least a week's notice and a PowerPoint presentation. I remember thinking, oh no, this is it. This is the moment where I have to produce the perfect Christian answer. I didn't. What I ended up saying was something much simpler. I said, "Well, I can't promise to convince you, but I can tell you what Jesus means to me." There was no dramatic sound effects, no instant conversion, but there was real conversation. And I was reminded again of something deeply freeing, that we are not called to win people. We are only called to witness faithfully. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "When the advocate comes, he will testify about me, and you also are to testify." Notice the order. The Spirit testifies, then we testify. In The Familiar Stranger, the book that we're studying, the author makes this beautifully clear. The Holy Spirit is the primary witness. We are invited to participate, which means, and this is good news for all of us, that we are not the Holy Spirit. We are not to change hearts, win arguments, or carry the weight of someone else's faith journey on our shoulders. The Spirit is already at work in the world. Our role is simply to notice it and join in. And we turn to our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And what do we find? We don't find polished evangelists even ready to take on the world, but we find disciples who are still slightly confused. They ask Jesus, "Is this the time?" They're still trying to work out the timetable. But Jesus directs them and says, "You will receive power, and you will be my witnesses." What happens next is not that they launch into a mission strategy and a five-year plan, but they go upstairs and they pray. The book of Acts tells us that they are constantly devoting themselves to prayer, before preaching, before miracles, before growth. The church begins with that prayerful dependence. And their authority came from one thing, that they had been with Jesus. So perhaps this is a good word for us to have as we begin the season of Lent. As Joe was asking you this morning, I wonder how many of you have decided to give up something for Lent. I briefly considered giving up sugar in tea. However, I remember that the last time I tried to do that, it made me so grumpy that my husband threatened me with divorce. So for the sake of my marriage, I've decided not to do that. Because perhaps what most of us need is not to do more for God, but to make a little more space for God to work in us. Perhaps like our esteemed rector here, you are fasting for Lent, or you're giving up something that's really challenging for you. And if you are, I applaud you. You have far more willpower than I do. But if, like me, you find giving up something a little bit too daunting this year, then take heart. Because Lent is not about God adding weight to our shoulders. It's the church gently reminding us to make space again for the life of Christ to be formed in us so that we can reflect him more clearly in the world. And this is where it becomes beautifully practical, because witness is not only about what we say, it's also about the kind of community that is forming around us. We are seeing this across our parish, across both of our churches. Last week, when we were here, we were joined by two families, two Thanksgiving families, and they brought their children here, and they're to be baptized in a few weeks' time. And many of you did something deeply important. You welcomed, you chatted, we made space at the children's table, we added chairs, you noticed people. If one of the things that I have learnt throughout my ministry is that sometimes the most powerful moments of witness are also the quietest. I remember speaking to someone who had come to church for the first time in quite a long time. They didn't talk about the sermon or the music. They said something very simple. Someone noticed me, and I felt like I belonged. That's the Holy Spirit at work, the Spirit drawing people towards the love of Christ. And last week, I saw glimpses of that same faithful, quiet, faithful witness in conversations, in cups of tea, in chairs being shuffled to make room. And of course, we see that same faithfulness week by week at St. Thomas's. But it doesn't stop there, because this church across both our congregations is already witnessing in so many quiet and faithful ways. When you pray for one another, when you send a message to check on someone who is unwell, that is witness. When puddings appear suddenly before Alpha, before anyone else arrives, or when the coffee morning team turns up and creates a space of welcome week by week, that is witness. When Fun Club fills this place with joy and laughter and slightly sticky tables, when we volunteer and we dress up in slightly questionable costumes for our live nativity, that's witness. When someone unlocks the church early and makes sure the heating is on, when you serve faithfully on rotas that very few people notice, that is witness. When you listen and you sit patiently with someone who needs to talk, when you keep praying for that friend or family member year after year, that too is witness. Some of the most powerful witnesses in this church happens when nobody thinks anything special is happening at all. Much of what the Spirit does is not flashy. It happens in kitchens, in quiet prayers, in faithful routines that nobody live streams or applauds. But in the hands of the Spirit, these small acts become part of God's great work, drawing people to the life of Christ. More recently, I've also been reminded that witness doesn't look like what we expect. Some of you may have come across this Facebook page called St. Faithfuls. It began very simply as a gentle, reflective look at the church, opening up conversations about faith. And it has been viewed by more than 4 million people, and two books have been sold from it. Now, disclaimer, this Facebook page is from my dad, which means that I now live with the slightly unnerving reality that my father has a larger online reach than I do. But what has been most striking about it is not the numbers, but the responses. Several comments, one of the most warming places I've ever visited electronically. This parish is inhabited by people that we recognize, and even coming here feels like going home. Underneath those simple comments on a Facebook page, the Spirit is at work. People feeling seen, people feeling heard, people taking small steps towards faith. And at the heart of all of this, the Holy Spirit is always drawing people to Jesus, not to us, not to our programs, and not even to our church buildings, but to Jesus. The Spirit's quiet work in the world is to awaken our hearts to the beauty of Christ, to his mercy, his welcome, and his transforming love. The extraordinary thing is that we live lives of ordinary faithfulness, and the Spirit uses even us to help us people catch a glimpse of him. Witness isn't about being loud, it's about being faithful. And we are already doing this. However, the Spirit rarely leaves us standing still. So perhaps the question for us this morning as a church is, where might the Spirit be leading us next? Often it's not in the dramatic moments, but in the steady, faithful ways that we present into the life of our community, through the welcome offered week by week here in church or at coffee morning or at fun club or in the Bedhampton summer show that's coming up, in the conversations that we have with our neighbours and our friends. By being present, by serving our community, and by joining in with the good things that are already happening. These are not sideline activities. These are parts of the Spirit's quiet work within us. And friends, never underestimate what the Spirit can do through moments that seem completely ordinary. So as we continue our series, I encourage you to ask questions. Questions that is not, am I brave enough, or am I enough, or will I get it right? But simply, where is the advocate already at work, and how might I join in? Because the beautiful truth at the heart of our readings this morning is that the Spirit is already testifying to Jesus, and in his grace, we are invited to join in that story.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.